Hey there, everybody. My name's Chester, and this right here is a podcast called College Intel. Thanks for watching.
Okay, I'm here with Chandler.
Hello.
And I'm going to ask you some questions. So, what are you going to do instead of going to college?
I will be attending a technical school to learn how to become a diesel mechanic.
What advantages do you have with not going to college?
You won't spend as much time in the classroom, and you have more of an opportunity to get out into the world and see how it is and experience new things and actually be able to work and understand the environment you'll be in.
Have you at all had experience in this?
In this field?
Yes.
Yes, I have. Actually, I've been a mechanic for 4 years now, working over the summer and on my breaks I have from school.
How long have you known you wanted to do this?
I've only known I've wanted to do this as a career for about almost a year now. I've always looked at it and said this would be something cool to know, and it'd be very beneficial in my future and like to be able to know this knowledge. But I really didn't want to do this full time until about a year ago.
Do you think that any of your previous like educational courses have prepared you at all for this?
The only one I would say that may have helped me is like any of my simple math classes, such as like really just geometry and any simple math of addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. Anything else, really, no.
Okay. Do you think that because you're not going to college, do you think you might have to go and take any technical courses or anything to help you farther in your field?
Not that I know of. I shouldn't really have to take anything else than the one class I'll be taking to become a diesel mechanic. Possibly if I ever wanted to run my own business in the future, I might take a business class, but I've talked to many people I know that have their own businesses, and most of them have said you really don't learn much taking business classes in college to be able to run it. They don't teach you truly what you need to know. You are better off just asking someone that actually owns their own business to help you along with that.
Right. So financially, how do you think this is going to affect you?
Financially, actually, this will be pretty good because I'll be working in 11 months as soon as I start in August. So I'll be working in July of 2024, and I should start off making close to $80,000 a year. And hopefully by the end I retire, I'll be making close to $100,000 to $150,000 a year.
Okay, what do you think the negative sides of this decision is?
The negative side, you don't really get to go out and enjoy the college life, like going out and partying, having a lot of friends to bond with, as to where I'm going to be more in a closer, like small area with only a small group, and then be working immediately with whatever company I work for. So I won't have that time to really go out, bond, maybe make some great friendships, have some good groups to hang out with, and have that college experience.
Besides the social aspects of it, what from college do you think you might possibly miss out, or if none?
What I think, I really don't think I'll miss anything other than the social aspects, because anything I've wanted to do in the future that college would offer me would only be business. And like I said earlier, most people that ran their own business I've talked to, they said just talk to people that have experience in the business field first before even going to college.
What's your first step going to be when you graduate high school?
As soon as I graduate high school, I'm going to, of course, work, but I'm going to get myself prepared and try to definitely get as many scholarships for this tech school so I don't have to pay for it. But it's just going to get myself prepared and do more research on like where I want to go after I'm done doing this schooling.
Has there been anyone or anything in specific that's kind of pushed you towards this career choice?
Yes, actually, my cousin and my uncle, because I work with them over the summer, and I see, like, the environment I work in, like, I look at my cousin, I look how, like, what he gets to work on, and I really love doing it, and I fell in love with it. It's a lot of fun, it's good pay. And I've watched my uncle, because he owns the business, and he has a great life. Like, he has a very nice house, a very nice boat, RV, and truck, and he has a great life, and anything, he spends most of his money on everyone else just to make them happy, and he still has enough for him to have fun and go on vacations.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, I wish you the best of luck, Chandler. Thank you for talking to me today.
No problem.
Okay, I'm here with Rick.
Hello.
And I'm just going to ask you a few questions. So, what advantages did you have with not going to college?
Well, I guess starting a full-time job right away instead of waiting until after 4 years and trying to maybe work part-time, whatever, during college. I was already earning an income. So, and I was doing well. So,
what had you been doing instead of going to college?
Right out of high school, I was working for my father's food chain, managing a restaurant. So it was like a 7-day-a-week responsibility, doing scheduling, ordering food, inventories, stuff like that. So it was pretty time-consuming.
Had you done that for a while before?
No, I had worked in the stores, but I had never managed the store by myself, so no.
Do you think that your previous courses had prepared you at all for this job?
Well, I had taken, in high school, I had taken like a bookkeeping courses, which helped with payroll and stuff like that. But I was taking courses to be an architect, and then realized that I didn't want to be sitting at a desk, you know, doing architectural drawing and going over plans and stuff like that. And needed something different. I needed to be more social. And so.
Did you think that you might need to go back and take any technical classes to help you with your career path, or no?
Not in that path. I did, back when Reagan fired all the air traffic controllers, I did apply to be an air traffic controller, even though it was supposed to be a really high stress job. They limited the age to the oldest would be like 29, and I was 2 months too old, so they declined me. I'm like, really? 2 months? But that's red tape.
Yeah. So how long did you know you were going to go into the family business instead of your others?
My father asked me to do it, asked me to run a store for him, so it was either that, I was thinking about going into the military, because it was volunteer at that point. So it was just a choice. Don't know if it was the right choice or not now, but you know, it was a choice.
Financially, how did it affect you?
Well, I was doing well. I mean, I was doing above what most people were earning, right out of high school. So, and then a few years down the road, I bought my own with my father, and we were partners until after we ended up selling that. But you know, it's a lot of commitment, it's a lot of time, and it doesn't give you a lot of free time when you have responsibility on a 7-day-a-week store that's open, mm-hmm. a restaurant that's open. So,
what aspects of college do you think you possibly missed out on by not going?
Well, I don't know that I would have been focused enough to do my studies, since I was not really good with homework in school. I was good in the classroom, but I don't know that I would have been disciplined enough for college.
Is there anything that you missed, like any social aspects or educational?
Not in my eyes. I mean, I'm not a partier per se, so I really didn't need college to have fun.
Okay. Well, thank you for talking to me today.
Yep. Thank you.